New Hampshire's judicial system is going digital with a new system called eCourt. But don't expect a big rollout for this system like what the White House did for healthcare.gov. Here to explain what we should expect from the system is David Brooks. He writes the weekly science column Granite Geek for the Nashua Telegraph. David, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
What exactly are people going to be able to do when this is in place?
If you've gone to do something for yourself as your own defendant or your own filing, you go up to the counter and you tell the clerk that I'm here to do, you know, a landlord-tenant dispute or something like that. And the clerk hands you paper forms to fill out. And you write stuff up and you hand them back to the clerk and it goes from there. But the key point is then somebody in the court system has to type your handwriting into the system. And it's that step in which somebody else is keyboarding what you have written down is where errors enter, and it's expensive and time-consuming and slow. And so the main thing that eCourt, at least for the pro se defendant, is going to do is to make it possible for you and me to enter that ourselves.
So, and as you said, this is for cases which are self-filed, pro se, which is surprisingly quite a few cases.
There was 158,000 cases filed in the state last year, roughly. 61% were entirely pro se. In other words, from start to finish, it was the person defending or filing for themselves. And another 26% were partly pro se. And this is actually not going to be just for pro se. It's also going to be possible for attorneys to do it. It's two separate systems that are sort of interacting. One of them is done by a company out of Texas called Tyler Technologies, and that's for the attorney side. The more interesting one, from my point of view anyway, is for the pro se, for you and me, which is done by a company out of California called Intrasys.
Even if we just look at the pro se system, the public system, we're talking about a fairly complex system. Could you describe a little bit about everything that has to be accounted for in an e-court system?
There's 158 different what they call case types, of which like 130 or something like that is for the pro se types. When I talk to the vice president for Intrasys, the parallel they have is TurboTax or online tax filing systems. If you've ever filled out an online tax form or a digital tax form, you'll know that it's got all these different blocks you have to fill out, and depending on how you fill them out, a different one will come up on the next page. It's a decision tree system, and there has to be a different decision tree for each one of these 130-something case types.
Legal filings being done by members of the public without necessarily any lawyer to back them up makes it even much more important that each of those steps is taken care of correctly. I mean, we've seen how a complex system in healthcare.gov can be very problematic if you don't have all of those steps accounted for.
There's three problems, frankly. One of them is part of it is top-down. It's the officials doing it that comes down to you and me. Another part is bottom-up. You and I have to fill in all the right stuff in the right places and do it in the right time. And the third one is there's databases of all this information that has to be interlinked. On healthcare.gov, one of the things they have to do is know whether you're a citizen or not. And so that's an entire database that has to be connected. And I believe that was one of the big problems they had initially, is that connection wasn't working.
So what's the timeline then for starting to implement the e-court system so that someone could actually file something?
They just announced in the last few weeks, they gave the contracts to the two vendors, and they're setting it up in small claims court in Concord and in Plymouth. It's supposed to be starting early next year, if all goes well, although, as I say in my column, all never does go well on these sort of things. And those will be sort of test sites in 2014. And in theory, the whole thing will be up and running by mid-2016. Now, there's one drawback, of course, is money. $7.3 million is the figure they give for this, assuming it doesn't run over budget. So far, the legislature has allocated $5.1 million, so it's not entirely paid for yet. I don't know. I'd be surprised if it actually goes online in 2016, but you never know.
David Brooks, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
You can find David Brooks' column on eCourt at his website, granitegeek.org. We also have a link on our website, nhpr.org.